This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Welcome, everyone, to Senior Care Live, where it's all about information, education, and resources for those of us caring for an elderly loved one. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and president of Senior Care Consulting. Just want to thank you for being here this morning. Really, really appreciate you tuning into the program. And I'm just hearing from more and more people that they never miss a single episode of Senior Care Live. They actually refer to it as appointment radio. So that's just, I'm just so honored by that. Thank you so much for everyone who tunes into this program each and every week. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If you have a question about the program or how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number 1-800-331-6445. That's a toll-free number. It's available 24 hours a day. We have operators always standing by to take your call, 1-800-331-6445. And also don't forget to check out the website Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. If you visit online, be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, sign up for the e-newsletter, that's free of charge, and check out our upcoming free educational events. All right, I am going to cut right to our first guest. It is my honor to introduce my friend Peter Newman, CPA. And don't forget, Peter Newman, he is in his 32nd year of the program Moneyline with Peter Newman. It's on the KMBZ station. It's on the FM side on 98.1. So listen to the rest of this program, take a lunch break, and then be sure to tune in with Peter from 1 to 3 every Saturday on 98.1 FM. Peter Newman, thanks for being here on Senior Care Live, and welcome.
Steve, always glad to be with you.
All right. And so this is kind of funny. I've been your guest several times on your program, and I've been wanting to have you in on Senior Care Live to talk about just taxes and how that relates to our seniors. So,
Steve, I can remember you being on my program, and I kept telling you, you ought to go on radio, and you did just exactly what you should have done.
I did, and it's been an absolute blast. The listenership of this program is just, it increases every single month, especially since moving here to Talk 980 AM, so just really, really happy to be here. So let's talk about an area that most people, frankly, they're not very knowledgeable about, and that's your area of a high level of expertise, and that's taxes, and specifically tax breaks and tax opportunities for our seniors in Kansas City.
And you know, there are a ton, literally speaking, you know, yeah, that's a standard word, but there are a ton of really good tax breaks, both nationally at the federal level, yep, and at the state level, both Missouri and Kansas.
And I suppose there's probably a difference many times between the two states.
Absolutely. There's no, in fact, there's a big difference as there is in everything concerning taxation. Yeah. Nothing is the same. It's all complicated.
All right, so let's start off with the basic level of care, and that's where most of the care, frankly, is provided, the caregiving by the family, what I call family and friend caregivers. So it's the unpaid caregivers, and if you monetize that, it's worth billions and billions of dollars every year. So if I'm a caregiver and I am providing care for my spouse, or I might be the son or daughter caring for a parent, do I have any opportunity to maybe claim some of that effort in a tax-related basis or not?
Generally speaking, where it's a related party, especially a spouse, for example, generally no.
Okay.
Now, that doesn't mean, for example, that you can't go out and hire somebody that's not necessarily, let's say, a nurse, a registered nurse, to do certain help. But generally speaking, related parties, it creates a problem. You can do it, but you really got to be very careful the way you do it.
Okay. And so then let's move to that next level then. So the home care, and you just referred to that. So if I hire a home care company to come in and help me with my activities of daily living, and this would be non-medical in-home assistance through like some of our friends, you know, Thoughtful Care and Senior Helpers. And there are like 200 or 300 providers in the marketplace. But they're around $21, $22 an hour, usually a 2 to 4 hour minimum. Are you saying that I might be able to claim those expenses on my taxes?
Well, let's be clear about what can and cannot be claimed.
Okay.
Number one, there has to be a medical purpose. It can't just be simply having somebody come in and take care of a home and from time to time give you a prescription drug or something. There must be a medical purpose. Now, that doesn't mean you have to hire a professional company to do it. You don't have to be, as I said, a nurse to do it. But there must be a medical purpose. In other words, it's something where the doctor says, you need help. And that can go as far as taking pills. It isn't the only thing, obviously. But generally speaking, there's at least two of activities of daily living that a person cannot do that he needs help with.
Mm-hmm. So that kind of falls in line with long-term care insurance reimbursement. Typically, there are six major activities of daily living. You have to trigger at least two of those, and then that will trigger the payment from the long-term care insurance policy, generally speaking. So this kind of falls in line with that requirement.
It does. The key factor always is it has to be more than personal care. It can't be somebody who's coming in and just helping you a little bit here and there, but taking care of your home, ironing, cleaning, all those things that are really personal in nature, mm-hmm. as opposed to medical in nature.
Okay, and so how do you support that medically? Does a doctor need to write a letter or a prescription or an order?
It's always best to have something put down by a doctor or physician saying that my patient ABC, because of this reason or that reason, does need assistance at home, and I recommend that individual do exactly that or something to that effect. That way, at least you've got some proof that you did need it.
Okay, so then what about as we start moving up the ladder? So home is no longer so if there's a medical base and a physician would support that, then you can deduct. Do we have some limits on that? What are we getting into there?
Well, limits are provided by the Internal Revenue Code. That is to say, an individual, in order to get a deduction for any medical, whether it's prescription drugs, whether it's long-term care, whether it's doctors, dentists, whatever you have, in order to get $1 of deduction, if they're over the age of 65, mm-hmm. they have to exceed 7.5% of their income. So they made, say, $100,000. That means nothing is deductible on the first $7,500. Anything over that would be. And that is the first hurdle, by the way. There's another hurdle, and that is a standard deduction that's allowed by the Internal Revenue Code. So there's two hurdles. The hurdle first of the medical deduction, 7.5% for those over 65, and by the way, now 10% for those people under the age of 65.
Okay.
So that's changed within the last year or two. But clearly, very few people, Steve, my experience is very, very few people end up getting a deduction for medical. Normally, the key factor is going into a long-term care facility. That'll almost always throw you over the bridge, so to speak.
Absolutely. So, and that's where I was going next with this. So if home is no longer an option and you need to make that next step up, then you're looking at, and we'll get rid of independent living because that's going to be similar to living in your home as far as the tax deductibility.
Right.
So we would be moving then into the assisted living level, which, and you do have to have a doctor's order to enter. And then of course the nursing home level. And in our area, you're looking at $6,000 plus. If you're looking at an assisted living facility could get up into the $8,000 range per month. I mean, it's getting very expensive. And then the nursing home, $6,500 for a semi-private room, $8,000 to $10,000 is kind of right down the middle for a private room. You could get over that $7,500 mark or that 7.5% mark in just in a month.
Absolutely. And that's very typical. But good planning is critical here. That's why you and I both agree probably that long-term care insurance is so important in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that as we get older, according to the stats, probably 70% of all people, according to what I know, will probably at one time or another require some assistance long-term care.
Yep.
And that is the only way you can cut down that devastating cost. It's a worthwhile investment, if it's done the right way, by the way.
Absolutely. And we have a long-term care insurance specialist connected to Senior Care Live, Steve Johnson in Olathe. He's also Dave Ramsey endorsed local provider. He does a lot of business with families on the Kansas and the Missouri side of Kansas City. We were just talking about this and we were thinking, you know, some people think that long-term care insurance is expensive. But if you look at it, it's a tremendous value. It's a no-brainer. Okay, so let's just break this down. A trip to Starbucks every day, and you could pay for a great long-term care insurance policy. Now, there are a lot of variables there, but for a fraction of a one-month stay, you could be covered for an entire year.
And look at the statistic. Look at your chances of having to use this kind of insurance as opposed to your home, your car. I mean, the statistics are given. It's a fact that it's clearly important because most of the other insurance you probably never use. You don't want to use any of them.
That's
but
right.
You're probably going to be locked in to probably having to use. And the good thing about it is it's not just at a long-term care facility. It's good for you at home if you have to stay home as well.
Absolutely. And so I think the statistic 70-75% of people over the age of 65 will use long-term care. And that policy is going to come into play. So Peter, I'm going to give out your phone number here. If that's okay, for our listeners, Peter Newman can be reached. Peter Newman, CPA, 913-381-4141. That's 913-381-4141. And Peter, after the break, let's get into the weeds on some of the big deductions that we can take.
We'll do it.
All right. The Senior Care Live question of the week. Medicaid pays for the assisted living level of care in the state of Kansas. Is this statement true or false? Medicaid pays for the assisted living level of care in the state of Kansas. Is this statement true or false? Tune in for the answer right after the break. We'll see you in just a minute. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more about the information on this program and how we can help you and your family, call the toll-free number 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, so call now. Call anytime, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you don't have a radio, you can stream this program live to any electronic device by going to seniorcarelive.com. Just click on the Listen Live button, and it'll go straight to your phone, your iPad, your tablet, whatever you have. It's really that simple. Now, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Medicaid pays for the assisted living level of care in the state of Kansas. Is this statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. However, there's a major catch. Most assisted living facilities do not participate in the Medicaid program, so your choices are limited just right out of the gate. And Medicaid does not pay for, typically, for the full amount of the expenses at the assisted living level. Most of the times when I'm working with families through my firm, Senior Care Consulting, the families have to contribute a little bit of money to that equation to make it work out. So it gets very, very tricky when you're dealing with Medicaid at the assisted living level. All right, back to my special guest, Mr. Peter Newman, CPA. They call him the tax man. He's here live in the studio today. Don't forget to tune in to Peter's program, Moneyline, with Peter Newman. Peter, you're way ahead of the curve, 32 years. You're doing financial-related radio programs before anyone even knew how to spell that.
Actually, I was the first person in the country other than Bob Brinker, who broadcast out of New York. We were the very first one, but it's become a big thing now, as you know, because it's important.
It is important. It is important. So, Peter, I could talk to you all day long. We only have the rest of this segment, and I would love to have you back to talk more about this stuff, but let's talk about medical deductions and some of the differences, major differences between the states of Missouri and Kansas.
And there are some big, big differences. In the past year, under Governor Brownback, because of financial problems in the state of Kansas, the medical deduction has been completely eliminated. There is no medical deduction in the state of Kansas. Now, that's as opposed to Missouri, which is a lot more generous. For example, in the state of Missouri, medical insurance premiums are deductible and are not even a part of the itemized deductions.
Hmm.
So you get that no matter what.
Right off the top.
Oh, no question about it, toward adjusted gross. The medical deduction, other than that, flows through as it does, but depending upon what you get at the federal level. So, again, you got to exceed, as I said, the 7.5% adjusted gross.
Yep.
For those over 65, under 65, you got to exceed 10%. So much better from that point of view, no question, to be a Missouri resident.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. So thank you, Kansas. Well, I think everything will get turned around here before too long. I pray. But my glass is always half full, and I'm very optimistic. So, all right. So let's, you had mentioned off my kind of in between segments here about the taxation of the Social Security benefits.
Right. Now, interestingly enough, you know, Social Security at one point was never taxable. About 20 years or so ago, some part of Social Security became taxable, with as much as 50% being taxable. Now we could go up to as much as 85% of Social Security being taxable. But you have to reach a certain level of income. For example, in the case of individuals, a single taxpayer, single individual, you have to be over $25,000 on modified adjusted gross income, which includes half of the Social Security benefits. It's not a simple computation, but by far and away, the majority of Americans do pay on 85% of their Social Security benefits.
Wow. All right. So for our listeners, as you can tell, this is complex, complicated stuff. Peter, I imagine the rules are changing all the time.
Can I tell you, they change constantly.
Yeah.
This taxation system is, as you know, and I'm a big believer, is just too complicated.
It's out of control.
Oh, it's completely out of control.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, government will not solve this problem. They should. They won't. There's a better way to go. We talk about that on Moneyline all the time, so we won't bother you with it here.
Flat taxes and all these simplified tax strategies.
Oh, there are so many smart ways to go at it and save millions of dollars and hours of wasted time.
Yeah, absolutely. So for our listeners, if you're trying to do your taxes on your own, and Peter has said something that just kind of just lit the light bulb, and you're like, oh my, we didn't know that. Well, we didn't think you could do that. Call Peter. Just go straight to the source. Call the expert, Peter Newman, CPA, 913-381-4141, 913-381-4141. And Peter, you work with families on both sides of the state line.
Oh, certainly. In fact, we work with them all over the country.
All over. Okay. All right. There you go. There you go. All right. So Peter, one thing that's, as you know, I help families find the right senior care community. I'm getting calls from couples wanting to downsize and move into a continuing care retirement community. And we're blessed to have several, you know, excellent choices here in the Kansas City area. But some of the CCRCs have these life care contracts where they might have an entrance fee of, it could be $100,000 to $300,000. It could be a little higher than that. That's kind of right down the middle. And then you have an ongoing monthly fee. And then the concept is to age in place, where you could, you know, if you need more help later, you know, you can start off in independent living. You can go to assisted living. You can go to the nursing level of care. But I'm understanding that a big part of that big check you write up front is tax deductible. Is that true?
And that is true. But the key that you have to check is you need to check with the facility. There are so many options out there today, and each separate entity has different calculations that get made. They will provide to you what's been cleared as best as they know to get a deduction. And in many cases, this upfront cost, as you say, it can be as much as $150, $200, $250, depends on where you are, of course. And a big chunk of that is deductible in the first year, and then you continue to get monthly deductions on what you're paying. So this is one of the really good ways to get it. It's not always a smart way to go. You got to know all the facts, all the circumstances. Yeah. You got to know your financial position. Make sure you're working smartly with your money. Mm-hmm. But yes, this is one of the big, big deductions. But you got to do it in a year in which you have income. What good is the deduction going to do you if you only have $100,000 of income? It's not going to do you much good. So you got to do tax planning.
Absolutely. And like you said, you have to clear that 7.5% threshold, and then anything over that. So with that big upfront check, you know, a lot of people kind of gasp at that, but they're looking for folks who just sold their house. They usually own their home free and clear, and they can take that and then invest it in one of these life care contracts. And you have the peace of mind knowing that you'll be cared for throughout the rest of your life, and you get potentially a big tax break on that. So.
And it's especially true for individuals who are single. You know, when you have a partner, sometimes life obviously can be a little simpler in that regard. You can have help maybe, but where you're single especially and you don't have anybody to rely on, it becomes critically important for those individuals.
All right, Peter, we have about 30 seconds. This time has just gone by so quickly. You wanted to mention a break that everyone may qualify for on both sides.
And I'll do it real quick.
Yeah.
In the case of Kansas and Missouri, there's a special available money back, even though you have not put in one penny to the state. In Kansas, it's called the Kansas Homestead Credit. Mm-hmm. In Kansas, you must be a homeowner. In Missouri, you can be a homeowner or a renter. I'm not going to go into details other than to tell you that in the state of Kansas, you got to be over the age of 55. In the state of Missouri, over the age of 65. There's certain income limitations. You can get as back as much as $750 from the state of Kansas. You can get it back as much as $1,100 from the state of Missouri. Don't miss this opportunity.
All right. Peter Newman, CPA, 913-381-4141. Listen to his program from 1 to 3 on 98.1 FM. Peter, thanks for being here today.
Glad to be with you.
All right. We'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call the toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are always standing by to take your call, so you can call anytime, 1-800-331-6445. And if you ever miss an episode, you can always go back after the fact to SeniorCareLive.com. Click on the podcast tab, and you can listen to any previously aired episode just by clicking the play button on the little radio. It's literally that simple. All right. Just want to say a special thanks again to Peter Newman. Look, he tells me that his wife doesn't see him for about 3 months, and that's not much of a stretch. I may have seen him more today than his wife has for the entire last week. So, Peter, I just wanted to give you a shout out and say thanks for making some time to be on the program. And again, if you want to contact Peter Newman, CPA, for tax issues, heck, have him prepare your taxes. He is fantastic. No one knows more than Peter about taxes. That's just period. It's 913-381-4141. 913-381-4141 for Peter Newman, CPA. All right. Let me segue and introduce to you my good friends, the good guys from Mr. Remodeler, Mark Wirth and Keith Blay. Welcome back to the program.
Great to be here.
Hi, Steve.
All right. And I'll tell you what. So let's kind of stick with that theme, because we had Peter and I had talked about off mic about the tax deductibility of what if you wanted to remodel your home, make some adjustments, make some improvements, some alterations to allow you to age in place in your home. You know, would that cost be tax deductible? And he said it's the same as everything else we talked about. If it's medically necessary and a doctor would support that, then it's tax deductible. So there's another benefit. This makes it, I keep saying it's a no-brainer, and
yeah,
it is.
It really is.
But now you may be able to get a tax deduction. And again, you need to check with your tax preparer on that. But have you done anything recently, any remodeling work that was medically necessary?
Well, we're probably always doing something for someone that's medically necessity. Yeah. We're working with a project, getting ready to start within the next week, a roll-in shower with a roll-under vanity. Mm-hmm. The man is, in a wheelchair, got some limitation as far as moving around. So mm-hmm. trying to keep him independent and in the home and safe at the same time, which yeah. is very important. We're also putting a washer and dryer in that area for access, mm-hmm. linen cabinet with rollout trays to where he can get his own, towels and things like that to, his wife works, and unfortunately he's not able to work at the present time, but when she goes to work, she wants to make sure that he can get to what he needs and be safe.
He can be safe and independent.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And as well, we're making improvements to the home. So at some point, if they get where they're going to sell that home, they will also recoup a lot of that investment as well. I mean, everyone would like to have a really large shower with no curb and
yeah.
bench seat and handheld shower device and different things like that.
So. I could use one of those right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Are you coming to Spring Hill anytime soon?
Well, tomorrow morning. Okay. Exactly. So
just work me into your schedule.
All right. Good deal.
All right.
And,
well,
and then there's always, even just the smaller types of things where we're putting grab bars in, additional railing where this house was built probably 80s, where, everybody thought it was really neat to have the sunken bedroom and a sunken living room and all these things. And, it's only two steps. But in this case, the man's developed Parkinson's, and, those two steps can be tricky.
That's a major barrier.
It is. It is. So that's another project that we're working on as well.
Now, I had my house built in 2006, and I have – it's just one step. But you step down into my living room. So I just I screwed up. Is that what you're saying?
Well, pretty much.
Yeah,
pretty
yeah. much. not the best idea, but the other thing is, we talk about putting handrails and things like that, but in most cases, that can even be built up and leveled off if we have to.
Yeah. So. Yeah, because it's a basic floor underneath there. You could come in over the top of that pretty easily.
Right, put sleeper joists in and new plywood and carpet it or whatever we need. Yeah. Need. So
okay,
it's not something that can't be overcome.
Yeah. Okay.
Most obstacles can be, you can remodel your way around them.
That makes sense.
Or out of them.
you can correct the original intent to make it more functional for someone
right.
with limitations.
Right.
And so, folks, Mr. Remodeler has been in business since 1969. I mean, are you kidding me? Keith's dad started this. He had the distinctive voice. I loved your dad's commercials, Keith.
Dean Blay and Mr. Remodeler.
I hear that low voice.
Oh, yeah.
And he would tell the best stories ever. And I loved that. And so I'm so glad to have you on the program. But since 1969, look, most construction, remodeling groups, et cetera, they're not around very long. It's a difficult business. You have to do it right. You have to have craftsmen working with you and your employees and your staff a very, very long tenured.
Oh, yeah. We've got people been with us 20, 22 years, 18 years. We really don't have any turnover. They never leave, even when you want them to. Yeah. They just don't go. No, I'm kidding. We got great guys.
Excellent, excellent. So to contact Mr. Remodeler, you can request a meeting. They'll meet with you. They'll show you the proof of insurance, which, frankly, a lot of groups will not do. We've kind of talked about that when selecting a remodeling contractor. So reach out to Mr. Remodeler, 816-453-3049, or in Kansas, 913-362-7166, or online at Mr. Remodeler. That's mrremodeler.com.
And estimates are free.
Okay. All right.
A lot of people ask that.
So that I'm thinking about this. I'm thinking about raising my previously sunken living room, or I need to widen some doorways. I need to put levers and to replace my doorknobs. I need a ramp. I need better accessibility in and out of my home. You can come out, take a look, and provide an estimate.
Well, and I'll tell you, we really put thought into these projects. We don't, a lot of companies go out and they just wing a price at you. Yeah. You know, here's a square foot price for, you know, whatever you want done. And the guys, all of us, we really put thought into what's the best solution for this. You know, I was at a job just last week and they had a certain way they wanted to remodel their master bathroom with a walk-in shower, et cetera, et cetera. And I just didn't think it was the best way to do it. So I made another suggestion, which kind of threw a wrench in their plans because they wanted to be able to compare apples to apples.
Yeah.
And I'm going to figure the estimate two ways, the way they originally want it and then the better design.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just, we really put thought into these. Everybody's got experience and we bring that experience to the table.
Well, and I love that because I might think that I want it this way, but you're the expert. So if you're telling me, well, this is really probably a better way to do it, we can look at it both ways and you can pick one. Right. I'm listening to you. You have a lifetime of experience in this.
Well, yeah, and in fact, we got one guy, John is one of our estimators. He puts tons of, he's working on an attic conversion that I know he spent 4 hours over the last 2 days drawing it up, trying to work out, see the height and all this other stuff. And today he just finished it. And I said, okay, that's great. And he goes, yeah, I'm probably not going to get it. I said, what do you mean you're not going to get it? And he goes, I'm probably $10,000 over his budget. I said, you just spent 4 hours on a job you don't think you're going to get. He goes, well, I had to make sure if I did get it, I knew it was right.
Yeah.
You know, so this is the kind of dedication to their job they have.
Well, I wouldn't want my name tied to something that wasn't right.
Right.
4 hours or not. So he did the right thing.
Right.
And guess what? If the guy comes back and says you have the job, he's going to have a job done right.
Exactly.
And if he works for someone else, it might not be done so well.
Right.
And then pretty soon when his ceiling's caving in and he's got all these problems, he's going to wish he would have called you. So hopefully he'll get back with you on that one.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, I think it's also beneficial if homeowners are proactive with these projects. You know, we get into situations where, you know, the person's going to be coming home from rehab in a few days, and then all of a sudden they need to make these improvements, which, you know, it's difficult to get something like that done fairly quick, you know, and quickly we do the best we can. But sure. Being proactive with some of those projects as we're all getting older would help everyone out. And it also makes the project go smoother and really a lot of times cost less, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, and sometimes you can't see something coming. I mean, someone has, unexpectedly, you know, you have, like, I have a client the other day and her husband had a stroke, a while back, but he bounced back from that pretty well. And then unexpectedly had a second stroke and it was devastating. And now all of a sudden he can't come home. So we're needing to find home is just not an option for them. But if he would have been in a little bit better shape, I think home would have been an option for them, but they didn't see it coming. So it's good to know that you can work with someone, quickly if needed. But I agree. If you can be proactive at it with this at all, it's just much better for everyone.
Well, and you just, things like grab bars, you know, you can get your basic grab bar, you know, quickly. But if the designer products we've talked about before, you know, those might take 2 or 3 weeks to get in.
Yeah.
If you get something that's really nice and, you know, that doesn't look like it belongs in a hospital.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. And I'm just amazed. I'm always amazed. And you can see some of the pictures on the website and some of the befores and afters and all that. But, you know, some of these, pictures, there's zero institutional look at all. It's a beautiful, beautiful bathroom.
Yeah.
And that's changing all the time, too, that most of the manufacturers of the products are being really, they're again proactive on their end to, they realize people don't want it to look like that retirement home setting, and it's your home and you want to be comfortable and proud of it.
And you don't want all the stainless steel. You know, I just saw that in a nursing home, or I just saw that in a hospital. I don't want that in my house. I wouldn't want it in my house either. So it's great to know you can call Mr. Remodeler, for beautiful work, beautiful equipment. It does not look institutional and it will keep you out of an institution. 913-362-7166. You could also call Mr. Remodeler in Missouri, 816-453-3049. More right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are always standing by, so call now, call anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Back to my guest in studio, Keith Blay and Mark Wirth, the good guys from Mr. Remodeler. And if you want to contact Mr. Remodeler, look, Keith and Mark and all of the good folks from Mr. Remodeler, these folks are busy. They've been in business since 1969. And the way you do that is you do good work, you do quality work, people call you back. And that's a tough business to be in business for that long of a period of time. That speaks volume. It speaks very, very loudly. If you want to reach out to Mr. Remodeler for a free estimate, talk about some ideas you might have to remodel your home, to age in place, to avoid the big time cost at the facilities, here are the numbers. Write them down. In Missouri, 816-453-3049. In Kansas, 913-362-7166. You can always go online at Mr. Remodeler. That's mrremodeler.com. All right, Keith, off mic, we were talking about just how important it is to be proactive, and everybody says that, but you actually have some clients who are doing that today.
Yeah, we're running into more and more people who are getting way ahead of the ball. I've got one that I just closed on today, or will close on. I got a yes via email.
Yep.
And they've been working on this for about 6 months.
Okay.
And, you know, they started with an addition on the house they had, mm-hmm. and that became cost prohibitive, that basically they were going to try to put an apartment on the back of their house, which we see a few of those every year. You don't get a lot of people doing it because it is cost prohibitive. You're going to spend $100,000 plus doing that.
Yeah.
Well, what they ended up doing was they found a house that fit their needs all except they needed another office and another garage.
Mm-hmm.
But it had a master suite on the first floor. It was what they needed. And so basically they're hiring us to add the garage and behind it a little office that will, if they decide to sell it, can double as a pantry. It's right off the kitchen.
Okay.
So for, you know, a little over $50,000, they've got the house they want, and then they've got other people doing some work inside to make that what they want.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I like to tell people, you know, we work and play well with others. So I'm fine with other contractors doing the flooring or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, but this guy is really, for 6 months, he's focused on this. He is, you know, worked with several different contractors to get this and make this thing happen.
And when I see people that focused, and I don't know the situation with him, and I don't need to know, but when I see people that focused for their own future, many times, most of the time, they have just gone through some sort of a care incident with their parents with the grandparent, or they've seen the future. Is what they've done.
Right.
So they might be in their 50s or 60s. It may be their parent or grandparent or a neighbor's. They're involved in it somehow. And they're like, oh my gosh, you're going to the care facilities. And this is nothing against them, but if I can stay home, I can save this money. But, you know, they have to move out of their home, and it's $6,000, $8,000, sometimes $10,000 every single month. And they're seeing their elderly loved ones go through a nest egg that they've worked their entire lifetime to build, and it evaporates very quickly. And so they're like, holy cow. Note to self, get long-term care insurance. Note to self, remodel my house, move into another house, and then fix it to where I can stay there for a very long time and get to avoid those costs.
Right.
Well, and I'm personally going through that right now with my own mother. She's been in assisted living and, you know, with a minimal amount of care, and she just had a fall and some other issues, and mm-hmm. now she's in rehab. And, you know, if she has to go into skilled nursing, that's another step up, you know, in the cost. And we did home improvements for her until we, you know, they just didn't work anymore.
Yeah.
But, you know, fortunately, she does have that long-term care insurance, and wow. it makes a big difference. You know, we talk about safety and wanting your, you know, loved ones to be comfortable and stuff. And even though that's not an improvement, but it certainly has made our life easier by having that.
Absolutely. And so I think you said that her policy pays, you know, several thousand per month.
Right. It's pretty much pays for assisted living with minimal care. So if she goes to a skilled nursing, you know, if it's a couple $1,000 more, that's going to be an out-of-pocket expense. But
that's better than paying the full load.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so let's maybe, unless you want to go somewhere else, maybe do some cost comparisons, because, you know, when people are just stunned, and if they haven't been to some of these care facilities, some of these places are very, very nice. Many of them are nicer than my house, and my house is pretty nice. So that comes at a cost. And it's not all about the environment. It's also about you're paying for the care staff. You're paying for the food. You're paying right. for activities and all these things. It's a full package. But you're looking at, you know, $6,000-$7,000 a month very easily for most assisted living facilities or a semi-private bed in a nursing home. If you're looking at a private room in a nursing home, you're looking at upwards of about $10,000 a month. That adds up very quickly. And so to offset that, What can you spend and maybe make a modification to your home to stay home?
Well, if you completely remodel a master bathroom, we do this quite a bit actually. And as an example, say you pull the corner jacuzzi out, you put in a walk-in shower with onyx base and onyx walls, which is what I always recommend versus tile, because you don't have anything to maintain that way. Whereas like iron, it's got a lifetime warranty. You're going to have either one long vanity or two new vanities. A lot of times you can convert the current shower to a closet, and then you can almost have like a his and hers closet.
Mm-hmm.
New flooring, paint the walls, etc. You're going to be looking at somewhere between $20,000 and $25,000.
And that's a lot of work, and that's
right.
that's quality. That's not just slapping in some cheapo, products.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is
right.
lifetime warranty onyx
right.
in the whole.
This is a big glass frameless shower unit. You know, I mean, this is a nice job. But you know, when you're up around the $25,000 range,
yeah.
You know, but you compare that to the monthly costs.
2-3 months, it's paid for.
Right, exactly.
And by the way, I'm home.
Right, and it's, and you're making an improvement to the home that if you get to that situation where you have to sell the house, one, it's going to sell quicker, and
yep.
two, you should get more money out of it.
So, absolutely. So you're investing your money. Okay, you're staying home, avoiding $6,000 to $10,000 a month. You get to stay home. Everyone wants to stay home.
Right.
You're improving the saleability of your home. You're improving the value and the worth of it. And oh, by the way, as our friend Peter Newman just explained to us, if it's medically necessary, you may also qualify for a tax break on that. I mean, I keep saying it's a no brainer. I'm probably wearing that out, but now it's an even bigger no brainer.
Well, and honestly, I didn't realize how much of a tax break you could get on that. So, you know, I'm going to employ a doctor, I think.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if the family physician can
verify, get a medical degree that is from Mexico or something.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
medical degree.
Well, if the family physician says, yeah, absolutely, legitimate. Mm-hmm. This is medically necessary, and then you make those modifications. Talk to your tax preparer, and you may get an extra break.
One of these jobs we did last year, he had just had hip surgery.
Yeah.
And replacement. And he just could not, there was no way he was going to be able to get in and out of that tub.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's medically necessary. Mystery Modeler, 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049. Keith and Mark, thanks again for being on the show. Thank you very
much.
Glad
to be here.
Great to see you again.
All right. Thanks, and you as well. To everyone listening, I'm just honored, so honored you spent part of your day listening to the program. Thank you so much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.